Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Wednesday morning in the Delaware Valley. And I need each one of you to take a moment. Stop whatever you're doing for 1 second. If you're driving, pull over to the side. And just close your eyes and feel it. Can you feel it?
What?
Can you hear it? The dawning of a new era in Philadelphia sports. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith. A new season is upon us, Philadelphia. I love it! I love it! Real! There are two parts of every year. Mm-hmm. The part with football and the part without.
Happy part is back.
Thank you. And the part with football is awesome. The part without it, well, really, when I'm without it, you know what I'm doing? Count the days till I'm with it again.
And complaining.
Today is the beginning of it's not just a new season, it's a new era. We got a new coach. We got a quarterback in his first full season. We got the Heisman Trophy winner to watch. And here to do all that stuff out and lots of trade stuff.
Yes.
Is a master trademarker himself, the great Billy King.
Good morning.
All right, Billy, we got a lot of ground to cover. But I'm telling you, you wake up today. You are just waking up now. The alarm went off at 6. You should close your eyes and you should feel a tingle. You should feel something special. Because I got to tell you, even in years where the expectations are not that high, and for a lot of people in this city, they're not that high, this is still an awesome day. Because you know you got a best friend every Sunday in the fall. You got tons of football. Nothing's close.
No.
Is
not,
anything
not in terms of anticipation.
Al, yes. Al, you're a baseball guy. You're a hockey guy.
Yes.
But is there anything as exciting as football? Be honest with me.
For people in America, they love football.
You're nuts. You.
He's
I would rather
American.
Go to a hockey game.
Billy, yes. You are American basketball.
Yes.
Is there anything more exciting than the start of a football season?
No, it's always exciting because it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I mean, I got to be honest. I thought he was faking it a little bit
too. No.
You're more excited for the start of a basketball season, correct?
Basketball doesn't get interesting till around January.
Yeah, because when you go to training camp for basketball, you go and you practice football. It's big. I mean, because it consumes your Sundays for about 3 months.
Well, here's what I love about today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, everything's brand new, right?
Yes. A
lot of the players are brand new. A lot of these guys we haven't
coaches.
Seen before.
Yeah.
You got all pretty much, with the exception of the offensive line coach, they're pretty much all new coaches. And now, the coach today, this is Nick Sirianni's first real day.
Do you think he's
he
there
has
already?
Never been a. He's been there since Monday. All right, he's sleeping in the office.
Yes.
He can't wait. He loves football. He lives for football. But today, ladies and gentlemen, is about messaging. Mm-hmm. You understand? The first day, you got to get the message out for what you're hoping to accomplish this season. Let me give you a couple of illustrations of this because it's fascinating. I'm going to take you back, 8 years. 8 years to the Sixers. They bring in Brett Brown. Same situation. Former assistant coach, first job as a head coach. You want to hear what his message was 8 years ago? Because he knew then that his team sucked. He knew why he was here, and he let everyone know, calm down, it's going to be a while.
Like I look out and I see committed Philadelphia fans wanting to see a product that has a chance and that they can be proud of. I'm here to try to help grow it. I hope that everybody understands the level of patience that we're all going to have. Not acceptance, patience.
He should have just said, we're going to suck.
Yeah,
Isn't that it?
We're going to tank.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
All right, Al, I know what you're thinking right now. I wonder what Chip Kelly said.
Huh.
Right, Al, you were very high on Chip Kelly.
Yes.
And frankly, Chip had two 10-win seasons.
Yes. Yeah.
He was not as terrible as people remember.
Had a pretty good start.
And he said a lot of annoying stuff, and he had weird quirks about it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't that bad. He wasn't a failure the way some of the people are that we've had. Chip Kelly's first training camp practice. Here's Chip.
Everybody's got a chance. You know, everybody that's in camp is going to get an opportunity to show us what their resume is. And your resume is what you put on tape every single day. So, you know, if someone continues to make plays and another guy continues not to make plays, then that guy's going to move up and the other guy's going to move down. So, you know, there's nothing set in stone. So I would say our depth chart's written in sand right now. So.
You know, Al, Conklin had that so when he does.
So
I never realized how many times Chip ended a thought with so.
So
he did.
It was a sentence that didn't end.
But that was a fascinating message, too, because I think we might hear that today from Nick Sirianni. Nick loves competition.
Yes.
Rock, paper, scissors. He even does it at all. But the concept that all bets are off. New boss in town, whoever wins the job here gets the job.
Boom.
That's different, right, Billy? That's unusual.
It is. When you have a new coach, right. I think players come in with new energy saying, I got a chance to show them something different and maybe get playing time. When you got a guy that's returning, whether it's Andy Reid when he was here or Doug, they know – well, he knows what I am, so it doesn't matter. He's going to go with the guys that have been
there. It's a blank page.
Yeah, so now it's
blank. If you're a young guy who feels like the other coach was screwing you, you got a shot now, right?
Yeah, you do.
All right, what about Al? You remember Doug Peterson when he first came here?
Yeah, the plant.
No.
He was called a
plant. Sealski.
Sealski called him a potted plant.
Was that at the very beginning?
Yeah, his first news conference.
Yeah.
All right, I'll say this. Coming in, nobody had more heat than he did. No one thought he could coach.
Yeah.
In fact, people are nicer to Nick just because they crushed Doug and then he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's second year here. Yeah. All right. But
and they still crushed him after that.
Now, Doug was on with Dave Spadow. He did his first thing out with Dave Spadow, the Eagles insider. And here's his first conversation after training.
There with head coach Doug Peterson in his first training camp. As an NFL head coach, how's it going so far?
It's going well. Yeah. It's going well. The weather's cooperating. You know, it's a little warm.
You want it hot, right?
I want it hot. I want it hot because it's going to be a tough camp once we get the vets in here. But it's been going well for the last couple of days.
Doug, what are you seeing from the 38 players who've been here for 3 days?
You know, you just want to see them. You want to just see them again, how much they retained over the summer. You want to get them used to the schedule, you know, because it's a little different than what we did during the OTAs and those 10 weeks in the offseason. And then you also, I guess from the veteran quarterback standpoint, you just want to get those guys loosened up and ready to go for when the vets do get in here.
All right, that's more than enough. That's boring as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's boring.
It is.
That was boring. Doug, and over time, became less boring and more honest and just out to the point where he got in trouble.
He was very cautious.
He was it's new to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
All right, now let me do one more. And this is the mother load. All right, this is the all-timer, all right? And it happened, it would have been about 5 years ago now when the Phillies brought in a new skipper. And you got to picture this. You got to picture this. From the first day of spring training, he had on the state trooper sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
The ones, Al, wear their mirrors.
The aviators,
right?
The aviators. Yeah. And the thing was, Al, he was screaming then, I'm West Coast. I'm a West Coast wackadoo, right? But this was the mother. This is setting a tone. The irony is that right now he's doing great. Al, the idea that that man, that Gabe Kapler, now knows what he's doing is still unfathomable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, there was no doubt he was clueless. Here is the first thing he had to say about the, now that he's here, the personality of the Phillies.
One of the questions I've been asking a lot of our players is what does it mean to play boldly? What does it mean to deliver a pitch boldly? What does it mean to take a swing in the batter's box boldly? What does it mean to communicate boldly?
Al, when he was saying this, I got cuckoo.
Oh, God.
But needless to say, Al, this will go down, what you're about to hear, as the all-time most absurd remark made at the beginning of a new camp for a new season. Gabe, take it away.
For me personally, I love it because guys are just going to get to sleep a little bit longer. And we're going to stress to them, rather than having an alarm clock wake you up in the morning, get up when you get up. Come to the ballpark when it's time to work.
Amen.
Billy.
Thank God we didn't say that to the players when I was here.
We did a week of shows off that cut.
Yes.
Because right? We all went, wait a minute, hold on. You mean, what if it's a day game and you sleep late? You don't go to the game? What are you doing?
Just get up when you get up.
But it's that first impression. This is a very important day for Nick Sirianni because it's his first day at Eagles training camp. And what I need to hear from some callers right away is this. What message do you want to hear? I know what I want to hear, and I'll tell you right now what I want to hear. I want to hear no bet is off the table. We do not think we're a bad football team, even though a lot of experts think we are. We believe we have ideas that have not been tried before in the NFL, and we believe we have the players to execute them. We see success today. We see it today. We see it tomorrow.
How about on Sunday of opening day?
All right, shut up. That would have been it. That's a nice little speech, right, Billy?
Yeah.
Billy looks excited. Al, was that, did that inspire you at all?
Oh, yeah. I'm inspired now. I can't wait. I just want to hear that they have a quarterback.
Yes.
They do. I
mean, well, that's the thing. All the focus.
Just tell me that the guy's the guy.
Right, let me take it through.
He's the starting quarterback. Just say it.
Let me take it through what we got for guest tech. This is going to be great. All right. We have Ava came up with this great idea for a contest today. We're on the wheel today.
Yeah. Mm.
And these are things you loved to do when you were a kid. The number one thing you want to do. And one of the reasons I want to do that, you know what Ray Dittinger, our guest at 7, you know what his favorite thing to do was? Go to training camp.
Yep. His family would take vacation.
Amusement park.
Right.
The shore. Lakes. All that other stuff people do in the summer. Not for Ray. They would take their whole vacation at training camp in the boiling heat. Boiling, nasty, searing heat. To watch large men smash into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it. Al, it's how he developed his love. Right? So I want to know what it is that you or your kids now. Yeah. Billy's got a nice little story about how he took his kids to a baseball game. Save that for a few minutes because that was mine when I was a kid. And now if I was still a kid and my parents said we're going to a baseball game, I would say, what did I do wrong? Yeah, why am I being punished?
Oh,
Al did this 25 years ago with his daughter.
Yeah.
She said, hey, Taylor, we're going to the ball game today. Why, Daddy? I don't want to go. It's boring. Right, Al?
Well, the vet was mad.
Yeah,
the vet. Anyway, that's what we're looking for. If you would like to get on the wheel today, something you love to do or your kids love to do now, you know, in the summer. You got a vacation. Where are you going? What are you doing? I want to know that. All right, so anyway, that's where we are. What's happening here, Rio? What do you want to hear today, Sirianni? By the way, I would also like some complete sentences.
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth. I would like them to be very confident.
Yeah.
Projecting confidence is a huge part of anything in sports.
Great one.
And his opening thing was that. But I think he's done pretty well since then.
Billy, you're a GM. Yes, he has. He's come a long way since that first Zoom call. Yes. Billy, when you're the GM looking at this guy, what do you want to see from your coach on his first day?
Leadership.
Leadership.
Yeah,
you're right.
I want him to show leadership with the players, but also with the media when he's talking to them. Have a command and confidence that you know what you're doing. So to me, it's leadership. And that's one thing I would talk to him about. Just relax and be yourself. Don't worry about making a mistake. You're going to make mistakes and talk to him. Just be yourself.
All right. And he will face the intense questioning of WIP's own Elliot Shaw Parks, who will be on at 9 today. Because I believe it starts at 10.
Yes.
And he will give us a scene setter and then suggest to us some of the questions he's going to ask.
And we can suggest some to him.
I have a plan to do
that.
Do
you now? That's what I thought.
And at 8 o'clock, in the middle of that, we have Mike Garofalo, who was once a WIP employee, who is now one of the top reporters at NFL Network. And Mike's going to tell us about the league and what's going on there. He's going to update us on Deshaun Watson. There's new developments there. Mm-hmm. We got a ton to do today. Jump on board now. Beat the rush. 215-592-9494. And I will start the callers right now with Walter in Brookhaven. Hi, Walt.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
I'll tell you exactly how I'm doing. It's Christmas morning, and I got a shiny new bicycle.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's a great day. I'm really looking forward to this season. I'm really looking forward to Jalen Hurts being the quarterback. I want to end the Deshaun Watson baloney. We don't want him. We don't need him. Jalen Hurts is going to be the great quarterback that he is. And the other thing that's really bothering me is all these number changes. I can't understand them. They're just too crazy.
All right, let me explain that they have now opened up the numbers from 1 to 9 to positions that were not available before for that. That was done for one express reason, to sell additional jerseys. You understand?
Cash money.
Yeah. Like, even Jalen Hurts, he was with a 2, and he went to a 1. I can't even remember which way it was. But they all, and now, you had the wrong number. You're going to need another jersey.
Exactly.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. It's like why the NBA comes out with these secondary jerseys.
You know what? That is going to take a little adjusting, too. Because, like, seeing receivers with single numbers, we have never seen that before. That's an adjustment.
Now the two quarterbacks are number 2 and 3.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that. All right, so Hurts is 1. And Nelson is going to be 2 or 3, and Slay is going to be the other one?
Slay's 2, wow. Nelson is 3.
That's weird. Ooh, that's weird. I hope.
Isn't this what Brady was complaining about?
Didn't he?
Wasn't he howling about this?
Yeah. Because he's going to look down the field and get confused. Oh, he's 43.
I mean, could happen. On, jeez.
Those are the guys with the same jersey you have on, Tom.
Wow. But Walt, isn't it really two seasons for people that love football? When there is football and when there's not, isn't it really? And football, my God, the fall with the football on the Sunday, it's awesome.
It's all consuming. I mean, it's at least 6 months or hopefully longer of your life.
Yep.
You got the draft, you got free agency, you got the postseason. I mean, for people that love football, it is a long period of time, and it is just awesome. And today just starts that, and hopefully this is going to be an awesome season for us.
I think it's certainly going to be an interesting one. I can guarantee that. Walter, what, as a kid, what did you love to do?
I loved to ride a bike. And
ride
go
a
wherever
bike?
I wanted to.
Give the man a spin for biking. You know how my wife does that all the time now?
Ooh, number 7, you got a 4-pack of tickets to see the Reading Fightin' Phils against Somerset Patriots on Saturday, July 3rd. That's Saturday. That's this Saturday at 6:45 First Energy Stadium, and the Mega Blast Fireworks will
Could
follow.
You help me with a little personal thing.
What is it?
My wife has become a bicycle addict.
Yes. Oh, cool. That's good.
Yesterday, when I got off work and I was driving home, she said, I think I might pass you. I'm right underneath you at the school call. She rode the bike from Chestnut Hill to here.
Yeah, they closed the drives are still closed.
MLK,
the traffic, right? Yeah,
only for another week.
Oh,
right?
Is that it? I liked it, like the way.
But
it is.
She does too.
Yeah,
but she's biking 30 miles.
That's awesome.
Good. Yeah.
And I said, yeah, but I'm biking on the stationary bike where it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
10.
I do 20 miles.
Oh,
all right.
You do 20 miles?
And I said 4 times a week. All right, 80 a week. And I said I'm getting more exercise and better exercise than you are. Because it's a stationary bicycle. It's a what you call like a, it's like a lab. It's like
Peloton.
There's no it's not. It's just one speed the whole way.
Well, so it doesn't go uphill or downhill. Or anything.
Straight as an arrow.
Well, no, you can do
But here's the thing. You know me. Yeah. I do not cut off cars. I do not hit potholes. I do not end up in the ICU. All of which would happen if I was on an actual route.
So you're doing the exact same thing?
Yeah.
That's bad.
No, it's extremely good.
No, it isn't. You got to do interval.
You're a jogger. You're a jogger.
Runner, yeah.
A runner. Right? You're a runner?
Yeah.
Are you doing the same thing every time?
No.
It's exactly the same thing.
Well, I
was a runner and a damn good one.
I mean, I guess the marathon people do the same thing.
No, I maintain
but they're training
that
for
it
a
is
marathon.
A better workout on a stationary bike. Than on a real bike.
Do you go faster at all, or you same pace?
Interval training.
20 miles at one pace.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Boring.
That's bad.
What?
That is boring.
I read.
Oh, God.
I read.
So you must be going at a really fast pace.
All right, shut up. It's 20 miles.
I
it has a meter
while
on
I work out.
I read. This is where I get a lot of my pop culture material.
Well, that you do.
You do.
You must be
going pretty slow.
All right.
Get a lot of it.
What are you guys doing? What are you doing? You're going golfing? There's no exercise in that. That's a horrible waste of time. What are you doing, Billy?
I'm recovering.
Recovering?
Oh, that's right. He's got the vaccine. You're going to milk that for a couple of years. Right? Rhea, what are you doing?
I've been putting a kitchen in.
Rhea's doing all this stuff.
You didn't even respond.
None of that is aerobic.
I send you a picture of the cabinets going in, and you don't even respond.
How do I respond to a friggin' cabinet? I don't. You think you know what it does when you send me all that stuff?
Yes.
It makes me feel less like a man.
Well,
yeah. Do you think? Do you think I can do any of that?
No.
Do you think I would even know where to start doing that?
You think you could say it looks nice?
You're sending this stuff to me, and I'm going, wow, I'm not a man.
No.
And by the way, Joe Wechter said he is not doing that much aerobics, but his right wrist, is great. From tipping the beer can.
I'm glad you added that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or other similar activity.
I was wondering where you were going with
that. No, because you people have terrible minds. I was just saying he enjoys a nice brew. All right, we got Neil, Dennis, Greg, Tyrone, Glenn, and Mike coming up. Lots of good stuff to do. And when we come back, you're going to hear a very rare play in baseball.
Huh?
It's maybe the most exciting, inside the park home run. But it annoyed me.
It did.
For goodness sake.
And then, Al, with the trade that didn't happen.
They lost twice yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're going to break down that trade.
Because
we think it has to do with a grudge going back to the days that both of those people were with the Boston Red Sox. We got a lot to do today. It's the opening of training camp. Jump on board. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 622.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.